Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we will talk with Dr. Tolika Rastogi from Humane Canada on a study entitled Cats in Canada. We will learn about Bill S-214, which prohibits cosmetic testing on animals, and we'll hear about Burlington Humane's latest news and events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. While cats are actually found in more Canadian households than dogs, sadly, they do not receive the same care and consideration as their canine counterparts. In most of the country, there's no dog overpopulation, and in some areas, there's even a shortage of dogs for adoption, while cat overpopulation continues to challenge communities across Canada. I was able to meet with Dr. Tolika Rastogi, Policy and Research Manager with Humane Canada, to talk about the results of her study. I'm here with Dr. Tolika Rastogi. She is the Policy and Research Manager for Humane Canada. Welcome, Dr. Rastogi, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you so much, Doug. It's lovely to be here.
Now, I understand that you were involved in a five-year study on cats in Canada. What did the study look at?
Well, the study was a five-year review on the situation of cat overpopulation in Canada. So about 5 years ago, we had undertaken the first study on cat overpopulation because the country was really in a crisis where there are more cats than homes available to take them in. And a lot of work has been done in those last 5 years with humane societies and SPCAs, rescue organizations, and many others working hard to address the issue. So we wanted to look 5 years later to see, is the situation as bad as it was back then, or what has been the change as a result of all of the efforts that have been put in?
Great. And this is the first time a study like this has been done in Canada?
Yeah, it's the first time that we've gone back to the scale of looking at what we are to do like a retrospective study 5 years later and track all of the different data points that we were looking at in the original study. The first report of its kind 5 years ago was really groundbreaking, and this is also groundbreaking in that it's the first look at a retrospective study as well.
And who participated in the study? Were you able to get participants from all across the country?
Yeah, it was great that we had participants from all 10 provinces and from different stakeholder groups. So as I mentioned, humane societies and SPCAs. We also had really good participation this time from some of the municipalities. We had good rescue participation. Spay-neuter groups and trap-neuter return groups also shared their experiences and data. And we also had contributions from the private veterinary community.
Fantastic. So what were some of the results that you found?
Well, the way I like to talk about the results is sort of, it's a good news, bad news kind of a story. So when we talk about the good news, there's been so much improvement in the use of spay-neuter services. They're more accessible to people, groups who need to use them, to the public. And so as a result, there's a lot more cats that are being spayed and neutered when they need to be, and that's fantastic. As well, great news to see that cat adoption, the rate of adoption of animals that are coming into shelters has increased, and the rate of euthanasia for animals coming to shelters has drastically decreased, which is all fabulous.
Yeah.
On the bad news side of the story is that that comes out especially when we compare the situation of homeless cats and homeless dogs in shelters. So there's still way more cats that are homeless, that are struggling to find homes in shelters compared to dogs. And a lot of those homeless animals are kittens, as in they are starting their life already on that unwanted sort of state. So that's really unfortunate. But there have been really great improvements, and we're moving in the right direction. We just need to figure out how to take where we're at and work cooperatively and collaboratively to get the rest of the way to addressing this problem.
Great. Now, where can people get a copy of the study so they can delve into it and really look at the results in detail?
Yeah, there's lots of results that they can pore through. The report is freely available on Humane Canada's website, and it's available in both English and French, the full report.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Talika Rastegi, for being here on Burlington Humane.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug.
Bye-bye. Be sure to download your copy of the Cats in Canada study from the Humane Canada website. Hopefully, with this new knowledge, we will be better able to come up with solutions to the cat overpopulation crisis.
Rev up your motorcycle and join our Rough Ride Motorcycle Charity Ride. Mark Sunday, September 16th on your calendar. We will have a poker run, barbecue, refreshments, silent auction, vendors, and live music featuring Magic Circus. We will also have an open house and cat adopt-a-thon where all cats available for adoption will be available at a special price. There will also be a bonus adoption price for black or black and white cats. The Loft, our secondhand store, will also be open. Registration forms, pledge forms, and route maps are all available on our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. So come for a day of riding and fun and support Burlington Humane at Rough Ride.
Bill S-214 prohibits testing cosmetics on animals and has passed in the Senate. This bill prohibits cosmetic animal testing and the sale of cosmetics developed or manufactured using cosmetic animal testing. It is an amendment to the Food and Drugs Act. It also provides that no evidence derived from animal testing may be used to establish the safety of a cosmetic. The bill passed its third reading in the Senate on June 19th. The passing of this bill in the upper house is a big step, as the Senate has been a graveyard for animal welfare bills in the past. Most famously, in the early 2000s, when senators derailed an attempt by the then Liberal government to beef up anti-cruelty laws. This modest bill prohibiting cosmetic testing on animals took 3 years to get through the Senate after it was introduced by New Brunswick Senator Carolyn Stewart Olson. Animal testing is both cruel and unnecessary. The tests themselves can be unspeakable. One involves dripping the chemical being tested into a rabbit's eye until the cornea corrodes. Another involves force-feeding animals with the ingredient under scrutiny until 50% of them die. to administer such tests just to market a new brand of eyeshadow or deodorant is immoral, particularly since test methods exist that don't require live animals. Some methods, for instance, use human skin grown in laboratories. Others use computer models. Senator Stuart Olson said that the time has come for Canada to join other members of the international community and put itself on the map as an ethical leader in the cosmetics industry. First introduced in December of 2015, the bill prohibits cosmetic testing on animals in Canada. It would also amend the Food and Drugs Act to ban the sale of cosmetics developed or manufactured through the use of animal testing. The legislation also establishes that no evidence derived from animal testing may be used to establish the safety of a cosmetics developed in Canada or elsewhere. In October, members of the Senate Standing Committee on Social Affairs, Science, and Technology voted unanimously in favor of Bill S-214, sending it back to the Senate. Although some senators have concerns about its implications, Stuart Olson told the Red Chamber that if the bill passes, cosmetics currently being sold will remain on the shelf. The legislation does prohibit newly manufactured or the development of newly animal-tested cosmetics. Should it receive royal assent, there would be a 4-year phase-in period to allow the industry to adjust. She noted, polls have shown more than 81% of Canadians support a national sales ban on cosmetics and cosmetics ingredients which have been tested on animals. More than 100,000 Canadians have signed a cruelty-free petition. Since the bill was introduced, senators have received thousands of emails and letters in support of it. As the global cosmetics industry moves in a cruelty-free direction, Senator Stuart Olson noted that some of North America's best-known brands have become extremely wealthy without any need for animal testing. Lush and The Body Shop are just two examples. Both of these companies strongly support the bill. Bill S-214 has reached the critical halfway point in becoming law and will be headed to the House of Commons this fall.
Burlington Humane would love to help you celebrate your special day. Your guests will be impressed with a thoughtful, generous donation for all the animals at BHS in place of costly guest favors. Along with the tax receipt, we will create a beautiful certificate that you can display at your reception, letting your guests know that instead of favors, you have generously donated to the Burlington Humane Society, one of Ontario's no-kill animal shelters. Following your big day, send us your favorite wedding photo and we will post it on our Facebook page to share your generosity and help us toast the brides.
Welcome to Burlington Humane's News and Events.
Another dog has been attacked by a coyote in Burlington last month. During a morning walk, a coyote approached two Burlington residents and their dogs, and one of the dogs was attacked. A passerby saw the attack from inside their car and drove towards the coyote to scare it away from the dogs. Luckily, the coyote ran off. The dog suffered puncture wounds and required stitches. This is the second coyote sighting and attack in the area of Goodrum Drive in Burlington.
This past Canada Day, a dog was found locked in a parked car in Burlington at a plaza on Appleby Line. Halton Regional Police removed a dog from a car in Burlington that was alone in the vehicle with an inside temperature of 66 degrees Celsius. According to police, the owner's window was down about 3 or 4 inches and the sunroof was open. Police removed the animal at around 2:37 p.m. and say the dog was in the car for about 20 minutes. The dog was given water to help it cool down, police said. Animal control was called and laid about $500 worth of charges after arriving on scene.
Barbecue season is here, and what better place to enjoy than at Burlington Humane? On Sunday, July 29th, we will have our barbecue between 4 and 6 p.m. Enjoy food, face painting, family-friendly games, gift baskets, and much more. This event will be hosted by Realty with Ryan, and all proceeds will go to Burlington Humane. So join us at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington for our July 29th barbecue.
Alex Zitch, our volunteer coordinator and events coordinator, is on maternity leave and has given birth to a 7-pound, 7-ounce baby boy. Carson Zitch arrived 10 days overdue on June 20th. Carson and family are doing well. Congratulations from Burlington Humane.
Are you looking for a special feline friend? Join us on Saturday, August 18th for our summer adopt-a-thon and open house. Starting at 10 a.m. at our shelter, cats who are available for adoption will have a special one-time adoption fee of $150. Senior cats and cats with special needs will have the adoption fee of $50. We will also have a bake sale, open house, and silent auction. Come join the fun as we celebrate summer and find forever homes for Burlington feline friends.
Be sure to mark Sunday, September 16th on your calendar as we have our annual Rough Ride, our charity motorcycle ride. We will have a poker run, live music, barbecue and refreshments, silent auction, vendors, and an open house at our shelter. We will also have a cat adopt-a-thon where all cats available for adoption will be specially priced. There will also be a bonus adoption price for black or black and white cats. The Loft, our secondhand store, will also be open. So come for a day of fun and support Burlington Humane at Rough Ride.
Have Burlington Humane be part of your wedding by participating in Weddings with Burlington Humane. In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Does your pet have a microchip? Is it up to date on its rabies shots? Join us on Saturday, September 29th for our Burlington Humane Microchip and Rabies Clinic. The microchip is $25 and so are the rabies shots. This vaccine is required by law. Both the microchip and the vaccine will be administered by a veterinarian. And it is by appointment only. So call Burlington Humane and book your appointment today, September 29th, for our microchip and rabies clinic.
The Cruelty-Free Cosmetic Act, Bill S-214, has passed the Senate. After 29 long months of sustained lobbying and critical public pressure, the Senate voted yes on the Cruelty-Free Cosmetics Act. This bill would prohibit animal testing of cosmetics in Canada and the sale of cosmetics that have undergone new animal testing after the ban becomes in effect. When Bill S-214 passes, this legislation will bring us in line with much of the developed world in saying a clear no to cruel cosmetic testing. Bill S-214 has reached the critical halfway point in becoming law and will be headed to the House of Commons this fall.
The Furry Friends 5K will take place on Sunday, October 21st in Spencer Smith Park. You can walk or run with or without your furry friend. Burlington Humane is one of many charities that will benefit from the proceeds raised. Information can be found on our website. So lace up your shoes and start training for the Burlington Furry Friends 5K.
Halton's Women's Place has initiated a pet placement program. In many domestic violence situations, pets are often abused as well. However, most women's shelters do not have the capacity to house companion animals. Women with pets will often remain in the home or live in their car with their pets if they cannot find a shelter for themselves and their animal. the Halton Women's Place will offer pet boarding and veterinary care free of charge to the women and children it serves. They are committed to protecting all victims of domestic violence, whether they walk on two legs or four.
To find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane. That's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guest, Talika Rostogi from Humane Canada, for telling us about Humane Canada's Cats in Canada study. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.